This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Nanaimo St. Paul's Anglican Church hosted a special service of Thanksgiving on January the 23rd, 2011. It was the first event of several planned for the coming year as the congregation celebrates its 150th anniversary. St. Paul's is one of the oldest Anglican churches in British Columbia. There have actually been three St. Paul's buildings over time on land originally given by the Hudson Bay Company. 150 years later, the parish maintains a key role in the community and offers a range of ministries and activities in the downtown core of the city.
We're joined in the studio by St. Paul's Rector Father Brian Evans and by Muriel McKay Ross, who was baptized at St. Paul's over 80 years ago. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Archdeacon Brian Evans, you've been rector at St. Paul's since 2004. Tell us more about the church.
Well, for myself, the church was my first venture into what we would call an intercity parish. And so I came here with great anticipation of what that ministry might look like. And I discovered that St. Paul's is definitely a parish that is in the city and involved in the city. One of our history facts is that we started the food bank in Nanaimo, and it grew out of there and has become its own entity. And that's just one example. From there, the parish has continued to assist people at our front door on a daily basis. We participate in a lot of the community activities. St. Paul's clergy over the years have been quite involved with city affairs and with city events. Myself, the first fall I was here, the first thing I found myself doing was attending the anniversary celebration for the arrival of the first ship and some of the first settlers that came to work in the coal mines. And that really gave me a sense of just where St. Paul's is in the city. So it's a city parish that celebrates in the community as well as participating in world events through different mission and outreach programs.
Muriel McKay Ross, you were baptized at St. Paul's over 80 years ago. What impact has St. Paul's Church had on your life over time?
Well, it was 88 years, actually, and 89 in April, and that I was baptized there. And St. Paul's, to me, has meant a home of serenity and peace. When I was a little girl, I was a coal miner's daughter. And when I watched those coal miners come up off the pit and the people waiting for their loved ones to come, and it was always the singing that really got to me, because they would just sing the most beautiful hymns when they walked up there. You could tell that the Christian life was there for them. And this is what I felt in St. Paul's as a little girl going there, because my dad died when I was 7 years old. And it was such a haven to be there, where people were in a very loving mode always.
What are some of the key events in the church's history that you recall?
Well, I can recall going to the altar guild with my aunt. And I wasn't very old, about 10 or 11, and to take home the fair linen and to be taught how to prepare it for the altar, it was wonderful. And of course, the communions that we have are beautiful. And the confirmation, we were confirmed by Bishop Sexton, many of us in my age group. And that meant another step up into the life that we wanted to choose. And it's been a beautiful life for me.
Father Brian, you recently told the Nanaimo News Bulletin, as you were just mentioning to us, that a church doesn't live outside of the community. It lives within the community. In telling us a little bit more about that, what are some of the many ministries the church is involved with?
Well, our church is involved in many ministries in the city. Currently, we provide, as I have said, assistance to people at the door of the church in providing food vouchers and clothing and transportation for them for special needs or special issues they have. As well, our outreach committee serves a noon lunch on the third Friday of each month, hot soup and sandwich for any of those who wish to come and take part in it. And they've stayed with that ministry because they feel it's also an opportunity not just to provide food, but to interchange with the people and meet with them socially and host them as they would host somebody in their own home. As well, we support the work of Haven House, the work of Missions to the North, the work in the community around supporting the ongoing Christmas programs in hampers. And as well, the building, we like to believe that we provide our building as a place for people to come and gather in. So we provide the building for the education department in the city that does education for handicapped people. We provide for a monthly social gathering for them. We also participate in the arts, and we have two community choirs that practice out of our church. We also support the music festival every year and providing a facility for that. So we have a variety of programs that we do assist in that are, some are church operated and some are reaching out to others. We have, presently we have 12-step programs that meet daily, sometimes twice in a day in the church. So, and that is a ministry that extends beyond our own boundaries. But it's interesting how that ministry, I call the ministry because many of them talk about St. Paul's being their home. They may not be in the pew on Sunday morning, but it is their home and their place where they come and receive healing for themselves in their own unique way.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at CHOY.ca.
Nanaimo's Anglican congregation was served in the early 1850s by missionaries from England. In 1861, the parish of St. Paul's was established, and the cornerstone for the first church was laid by the Bishop of London in December of that year. Services began in the first St. Paul's building in early summer on Whit Sunday, 1862. St. Paul's is one of the oldest Anglican churches in British Columbia. The congregation is marking its 150th anniversary this year. We're joined in the studio by St. Paul's rector, Father Brian Evans, and by Muriel McKay Ross, who was baptized at St. Paul's nearly 88 years ago.
St. Paul's has a very rich and lengthy history, and an account of that history can be found online at the church website, as well as in a book called St. Paul's Anglican Church, Nanaimo, B.C., 1861 to 1986 by T.D. Sale. Muriel, tell us more about the things that have happened over the years and what stands out in your memory.
Well, I guess it's the weddings that we had, all of the wonderful girls getting married before their husbands went overseas. I was one of them. And then there was a wonderful organ that was put in, a Casafond organ. And it just sounded like as if it was the sound of bells ringing. And it was so great to think, because we only had a little organ at first, just with a pedal organ. And now to think it, and you know, it was in 1942 that was installed. And today it's still going strong. It was such a beautiful organ and well taken care of over the years. And that melody is coming through the church have always meant so much to me, because it's like the music that's the international language of the world, and it brings a sound of a way of peace and love with it every moment that it's played.
Thank you.
The winds of the Gulf of Georgia have blown another gale. Departure Bay is stormy and white with English sail. Brecon Hill is dark as forest, Mount Benson tipped with snow, as longboats ride the water and the oarsmen bend to bow. This vast and quiet harbor has water pure and still, the dwellings of the natives on the shore and wooded hill. Far up the little millstone, the salmon spawn and die, and down the Nanaimo River, the elk makes lonely cry. Beneath the point called Stevenson, a Spanish crew does mirth, where far-flung empire fading as England comes to birth, as white men toast their monarchs, a distant dumbbeats calls, and the ancient ways are dying, the golden twilight falls. God's people of Nanaimo, who lived his love and grace, have heard the call to build a church of worship on this place. On land that lies on by Georgia Park, the Hudson Bay did give, and so in faith they built a church. Its patron was St. Paul. Dear God, if peace and beauty dwelt here so long ago, grant us a sense of duty so to strive to keep it so, that we find in the city community and home, and walk in peace and justice these mountains of Shalom.
The words of that hymn were written by the Reverend Canon David McKay, a former rector of St. Paul's, for the Patronal Festival in 1986, on the occasion of St. Paul's 125th year. Father Brian Evans, what is planned to commemorate the 150th year celebrations?
Well, we began our commemoration, you might say, at the beginning of the year with a special anniversary calendar depicting the life of the parish over the past few years, showing pictures of people and the artwork, the stained glass windows, people gathering outside of the church as well, out in the park and celebrating together. Then in January, we at our Patronal Festival, we had the Archbishop of British Columbia and Yukon, the Most Reverend John Privet, with us. And a second highlight for us will be on May the 15th, when the Primate of the Anglican Church of Canada will visit Nanaimo and will share in celebration with us, which is also a Sunday in which we're going to invite back people who have been baptized and confirmed at St. Paul's, and we hope people will take an opportunity to come and share in the family celebration at that time. And then at the end of June, at the Feast of St. Peter and St. Paul, we will have our own bishop here from Victoria, Bishop James Cowan, and that Saturday evening will be a special gala dinner and celebration, and then on the Sunday, gathering the community together and sharing in the celebration of worship and thanksgiving to God for this great opportunity that we've had to share the gospel in this community. Then there will be a grand flower festival in August, and followed by other activities in the fall, winding up at the end of December with a great New Year's Eve celebration.
We have just a moment left in our conversation today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add, Muriel McKay-Ross.
Well, I would like to talk about our Sunday schools, because they were very, very wonderful. Actually, there were two Sunday schools a day on Sundays, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Oh, how I wish those little children could come and have the experiences that we had as children in Sunday school, because it's been the stalwart source of our lives, many of my friends.
Father Brian Evans, is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today?
Just to welcome people to come and visit St. Paul's. The doors are open every morning for prayer, or for people to come in and just visit or sit in the church if they wish, share in the architecture and the art that's in the building, and to come and experience us and share in the life of this community. St. Paul's sees themselves as being honored and to have been able to be here 150 years and look into the future. Because although we're celebrating an anniversary, we're also celebrating how we may go forward into the community, in the church, in the future. And some of that is ongoing in the way we look at how we live in this community.
Thank you very much to both of you for taking the time to come into the studio today. It was much appreciated. And congratulations to St. Paul's on its 150th year.
And thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Muriel McKay Ross was baptized at Nanaimo St. Paul's Anglican Church over 88 years ago. Muriel was recently recognized for her outstanding contributions to the community and her over 70 years helping nonprofit and community organizations. She was named a Freeman of the City of Nanaimo in November 2010. Reverend Brian Evans is rector of St. Paul's Anglican Church. You can find out more about St. Paul's and its 150th year anniversary online. Just Google St. Paul's Nanaimo to find their website. The hymn tune, King's Fold, heard during the segment, was recorded at St. Joseph Cathedral in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and posted at YouTube on the channel CVTER.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.